Think about your brain for a moment. That satisfying loop of using the organ of thought to think about how thinking works. And let's explore deeper now how it works almost without thinking. To allow you to think about anything you need to, think deeper. Because there's no reason to think you can't be hypnotized while you're still actively thinking about what you're hearing, about how thinking works in your mind, automatically, almost without thinking. So why don't we explore this idea and go deeper now? I'll explain, and I want you to think about it. Your brain processes information, and we call this process thinking. Of course, it does much more than that, but I want you to focus on thinking. Every time the brain receives information from one of your senses, you are able to think about what it means, how it smells, how it sounds, how it feels. And you might be doing this now, noticing any scents in the air around you, or the sensation of something touching your skin, your clothes, or the comfortable place where you're relaxing. Perhaps you're noticing the sound of my voice, how it changes as you focus and think deeper about it. Listening, so you can understand how it feels, letting it into your mind. And there are other thoughts too, ones that you create for yourself. You might call it imagination, visualization, daydreaming, anything that seems to make sense to you. But the important thing is to understand how these thoughts come from within your own mind. And often, they can feel just as powerful as when you think about things that you sense with your body. In fact, sometimes when you're thinking, it can be difficult to know where a thought came from. It might be difficult to know which thoughts came from outside your body, and which thoughts are simply inside your own head. So let me make it easy for you, because I'm going to ask you to keep thinking about what I'm saying while you listen. From now on, everything I say in your left ear will only be true. It seems to make sense because your left ear is connected to the right hemisphere of your brain and responds well to literal suggestions like, you are focusing on my words completely and it's becoming difficult to think about anything else. And this is a good thing because from now on, everything I say in your right ear might be true. Or it might not, but you'll need to pay particular attention to think about what's true and what isn't. You will need to listen closely to the words in your right ear and think carefully about whether they're true, because your right ear connects to your left brain hemisphere and responds best to inferred suggestions, the ones you work out for yourself. Like, as you go deeper now, I wonder if you're looking forward to finding out how hypnosis works on you. And whether you are or you aren't, the important thing is to focus and think about it. Remember, everything in your left ear is true, but everything in your right ear only might be true. You'll have to think so difficult about it and decide for yourself, even though it could be hard. But I think in your head, so let's see how it works on you. This is the truth, and this is a lie. But if a liar confesses a lie, do you know that it's true? You can feel your mind straining as you think about it.